We're doing the Rambam Igeret Teiman, the letter the Rambam sent to the Jews in Yemen when the Jews were being persecuted by the Muslims, and they were given a choice to convert or die. And so the Rambam had been explaining to them that this was part of God's plan for us, part of the challenges we would have to endure in our long history as we move forward in time. And our pride had always been that we're willing to stand up to these challenges and we will not cave. We hold on to our religion, we hold on to the truth, and as much as we're persecuted, we do not cave in. Therefore, what's fit for the people who are being persecuted is to run. Chase after Hashem, the Kansulamit Barot Vinim Komochen Bem Yishuv. And if you have to, so go into the deserts. Go to desolate areas where people don't live. They shouldn't say, how could I leave other people? How am I going to live all alone? How am I going to sever my contacts with all my friends? Or in the words of our generation, how am I going to close my account on Facebook and MySpace? And you guys know all the rest. What do you mean? That's life. Says the Rambam, life has to be an advancement in a certain direction, and there have to be goals that are critical. If they're challenging you to forgo your religion, if they're telling you, do this or die, so then you have to run. Don't stick around. V'gam lo yachusu al avedat mamon. And even though money is a very important thing, and the Rambam's a big fan of working and making a living, nonetheless, the Rambam says, under such dire circumstances, they shouldn't be concerned over the lack of money, over the loss of money. Shekol zeh davar muat u'mitzar leneged melech malchei ha'melachim hakadosh baruch hu ha'molech al hakol. All of this is minuscule when you compare it to the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He, who rules over everything. Hashem anichbad v'anura hazeh, Hashem elokecha. This awesome power, the honorable, awesome Hashem, your God. And you could trust Him, He'll pay you back in this world and the world to come. And this is also the path that we've found among the pure, pious people who pursue truth and attain it. They flee. When there's a time of danger, they flee in order to maintain God's religion. They come from the edges of the land. And their goal is, let me find a neighborhood where there are pious people like me. And their goal is, let me be more enlightened. And guys, if there's one message that you walk away with, and there should be many, but if there is going to be one, then I want this one to be it. Very often people think they came from a place where there was no Torah, and they've gotten very far. So they assume they can go back to that place and continue growing. And that's not true. The truth is that every person has to be concerned about his environment. The people thought in the time of the Inquisition that they could be Muranos, they could hide themselves and continue being Jewish. And like one priest said to another, the two were talking, and one asked, he said, these Jews that come to our church and they pray with us now under the forced conversion, you think they believe what they're doing? So the other one answered him, the older one said, no, I know they don't believe. But what I also know is that the way the world works, in a matter of time, their grandchildren will be throwing rocks at Jews. You guys hear the brilliance? Yes, the first generation, undercover, under wraps, the Christians knew that they didn't change their minds. But what kind of education could they give their kids? And then what kind of education could they give their grandchildren? And the environment that one is in has a great impact. The Rambam says, don't go into hiding and think that privately you'll be Jewish, but publicly you won't. No, you have to find a neighborhood of people who are righteous. You have to find a neighborhood of people who seek the truth. You have to find neighbors who will be like you. And this is the way of people who want to be righteous. They look for a good environment, a good community. They go from the edges of the land because they know that if they come to the right place, there will be more light and they will come closer to Hashem. How can a person not, says the Rambam, how can a person not be disgusted with his homeland? So you'll say he never saw the United States of America. And I'll say no. He says, if your point is to attain Torah, so then you look at your options and you say, how could I be there? How could a person not be disgusted with his own family when he knows that on the other side of the scale is a life of Torah? And if there's one crowd that the Rambam did not have to say this to, it's you guys. Every one of you did this. You guys pulled out and moved forward. והנה מצאנו איש אחד בין שאר בני אדם שלא ימצא די מחייתו במקום אחד עד שיקוץ בו ויצר לו מקומו. יצא משם למקום אחר. If a person has a hard time making a living, if he can't put bread on the table, what does he do? He pulls out and he goes to a different place. כל שכן כשיצא לו מקומו מצד תורתו ומצד אמונת הקהל. So if a person's religion is being persecuted, if a person can't live the way he believes, how much more so shlo yivrach mimenu al makom acher? Isn't it obvious that he has to leave that place and go somewhere else? So the Rambam says, listen here, you guys can't stick around. This doesn't work. You have to be in a country where you could live the lifestyle of a Jew. You have to go to a place where you could have neighbors and people like you who are aspiring to serve Hashem. There you will grow. And just like you wouldn't give it second thought, if you had no choice financially, you'd move. Then this is even more so. This is your life. And for this, you guys have to look at the country and say, this is disgusting. This isn't the place I want to live. And even though you have your families there, and even though this is the country you're familiar with, you have to move to a place where you can continue living the way you believe. This isn't easy. The Rambam lived according to these ideals. The Rambam fled according to these ideals. The Rambam was preaching something that he and his father personally practiced. And so the Rambam could preach it.
Why are you good?